In the last four decades, Iranian women have leapfrogged in the development of civil society, arts, sciences, championship sports, and have created inclusive excellence. Indeed, Iran is indebted to its zealous women who have made progress possible for the post-revolutionary Islamic Republic. Their sacrifices within the family and society as a whole have proven their indispensable worthiness in a variety of capacities time and again. We can be certain that if it weren't for their consistent participation and support, Iran would not be able to successfully withstand 8 years of an imposed war by Saddam Hussein's army, or over 40 years of thousands of illegal sanctions by Western powers, and all the other challenges from within an ever-evolving post-revolutionary society. Woman means honor, humanity, motherhood, and peace in Iranian culture. Furthermore, women are the beacon of morality, virtue, and insight in Islamic teachings. In recent weeks, enemy forces have gone into a frenzy to plant division and violence within Iranian female communities. They have been hiding behind the peaceful social issues of Iranian folks, while the actual aim is to overthrow the Islamic Republic. Women's issues appear to be an opportunistic veil that covers their intent to undermine Iran's progress and resistance. To gain a better understanding of Iranian women, their accomplishments, and their status as an unshakable foundation of Iranian society in the face of adversity, stay with us on this edition of Iran Today. A few years ago, the New York Times published a report that the revolution of 1979 was a positive turning point for Iranian women in all fields.
My overall view on this issue of success is that how do we perceive success, and then we can look at it gender-wise. From my point of view, success is when you have a goal with a plan. Whether a man or a woman, in order to achieve success, first of all, one should have self-belief. From my point of view, the main success is that you love what you do so much that you might even be willing to spend money to achieve that goal rather than just thinking about income. Maybe this is an ideal in my mind. Maybe the majority of society is now in a situation where they have problems for their livelihood. But the thing is, a successful person, whether a man or a woman, with all the problems that may exist, must first have that self-confidence to draw her goals. And in my opinion, that is rooted in the culture of his family first. Also, the things one has learned maybe at the level of school education, which is separate from the family. Let's say that an amalgamation of all the factors that make a successful person, male or female, should be considered. After all, we cannot deny the things related to male and female biology. Of course, there are differences, and everyone should know the difference, know their abilities, and be able to reach that goal they set in their mind with a proper planning. And the main thing is that one should not be afraid of what she feels in her heart and should be able to actually move towards it.
According to a WHO report, within the first 20 years of the establishment of the Islamic Republic, the number of male doctors increased 3 times, but the number of female doctors increased 12 times, increasing the ratio of female doctors from 15% to 40%, while increasing the ratio of female specialist physicians from 9% to 30%, and increasing the ratio of female doctors in the field of obstetrics and gynecology from 16% to 98%. Today, there are several female-only hospitals operational in Iran, mostly attached to universities and medical schools.
Some time ago, a news came out that a scientific research team, which was composed of a group of women, sent a very good article to one of the most prestigious foreign scientific journalists, and the editor's response was very interesting. He wrote, "Why there is no man in your research group?" it was very interesting to me that how is it possible as a scientist myself, if I want to consider the research groups I work with, how is it possible for them to say this and interpret that you have an ideological discussion with this combination? You didn't put a man in your research group. To engage with this type of thinking, it has its own complexities. To say that one part of the world has this type of view and the other does not, no. I think we are all people who grow up with these ideals of our ancestors. And after all, a woman has special responsibilities that in some cultures it more bold, and this is mostly due to family culture.
A recent analysis of Global Data's clinical trials database shows that over the course of the last 10 years or so, Iran has consistently been a leader in terms of the number of phase 3 clinical trials carried out in women's health. According to the analysis, which was published a few days ago, Iran's dominance in women's health is spread fairly comprehensively across many indications, with more trials than any other country in most indications. Women's life expectancy has increased from 51 years in 1978, before the 1979 Islamic Revolution, to 75 years now, said Ensia Ghazali, Vice President for Women's and Family Affairs, on the occasion of National Women's Health Week. The event is usually held in the last week of the Iranian calendar month of Mehr, ending on October the 22nd. The motto is to promote physical activity for the well-being of Iranian women.
Women are more willing to work out these days. There is a sort of competition between them. There are several reasons why they want to exercise. As the head of a sports complex, I've seen ladies coming here to lose weight so they could feel confident in their personal lives or at their workplace or anywhere else. It boosts their self-confidence. That's why they're a lot more willing to work out. It helps them with their self-confidence and mental health. This contributes to better public health. Women like to be champions and live in an environment where they can grow. When they see other women achieving their goals, they are motivated to attain their own goals too and regret what they haven't achieved. It'll serve society if we take the necessary steps to encourage women to become champions.
Today, in addition to diverse recreational sports activities available to most people in the country, women's competitions are held in countrywide leagues in soccer, basketball, volleyball, squash, kabaddi, and close to 200 other sports, including all varieties of martial arts and race car driving.
You see, in the debates that the Imam had in the field of women at the beginning of the revolution, many clerics may have not agreed with him, but this approach was changed by Imam's view. In fact, he changed this paradigm that women are important. The role of women in the civil society is important, and that the presence of women in the community does not have the objectification effect, and she can play her role effectively.
To better understand the Islamic Republic's continued commitment to promote and create equal opportunities for women, let's talk about a few out of many proud Iranian ladies who are representing the country at the highest levels of sports competition internationally. A couple of years ago, Iranian doctors Zohra Haratian and Bahar Hassan Mirzai joined the Asian Football Confederation AFC history books by becoming the first women medical officers to be appointed in an AFC men's club competition. They were among 9 medical officers, including doping control officers, working behind the scenes to ensure the safety of players and officials at the AFC Champions League East in Doha, Qatar.
In many of the issues raised by Imam Khomeini, the roles of women and men are seen side by side. He says that all these disturbances that exist, men and women should work together to solve them. And therefore, I want to tell you that the approach of the revolution to the women's issue was that women should come and take part and play a role in the destiny of the country. The record of the Islamic Republic itself is very clear in this matter. The achievements of the Islamic Revolution in the field of women's education, the role that women play in the international arena, such as sports and other arenas, such as politics and foreign affairs, show that the Islamic Republic, according to Imam's approach, was concerned about including women. The Islamic Republic does not consider only the role of family and housework for women. It considers women as a social element that, according to its social responsibility, should play a role.
Meanwhile, the Mansurian sisters, well known to the world for their wushu capabilities, have brought several gold and other colorful medals from the world competitions to the country in recent years. Additionally, the glory of colorful medals gained by other female athletes of Iran from different Olympic, World, and Asian Games show that women's position has strengthened over the past several years. It was a record for Iran's sports history when 9 Iranian women were qualified for the Rio 2016 Olympic Games for the first time. Participation of Iran's female weightlifters in the world competitions had international reactions, as the International Weightlifting Federation congratulated Iran for sending 4 female weightlifters to this year's World Championships. Another unforgettable victory was gained in 2018 when Iranian women won the gold medal in Kabaddi at the Asian Games in Jakarta. In 2015, Iranian woman Najmeh Khidmati won the first ever shooting gold medal of women's 10-meter air rifle at the 2015 University Games, World University Games in South Korea. Also in 2014, Iranian athlete Leila Rajabi was awarded a silver medal at the women's shot put final in South Korea. All these medals and achievements have been gained by the Iranian women who participated in international events wearing Islamic hijab.
When an athlete wants to compete and aims at winning the prize, the hijab won't be an issue for her. She won't even think of whether the hijab would be a hurdle. I personally haven't thought like this. Maybe in other sports, including those in which the organizing country might prevent you from participating because of your hijab, like in swimming or similar sports, the situation might be different, but we've been raised wearing hijab. The other point to mention is that there is an endless variety for wearing hijab at this point. We have so many different options to wear. We can choose perfectly comfortable sportswear.
Time for a short break. We'll be back in no time.
This is Iran Today. Iran Today is broadcast every week on Fridays and Saturdays. The series analyzes major political, economic, cultural, and social events concerning Iran. So don't miss the opportunity to listen to Iran Today on IRIB English Radio.
Commenting on the significance of the hijab and sports in the past, Ayatollah Khamenei, leader of the Islamic Revolution, has made the remarks that everybody should appreciate from the bottom of their heart the value of female athletes who participate in international arenas while observing hijab and modesty.
I'm serving you as a representative of people. Expressing demands is a public right. Every Iranian citizen has the right to express his or her demands, and the Constitution provides this opportunity. The form of our parliament and our city councils is in such a way that because they receive votes directly from the people, they have direct interaction and communication with the people, and that they actually listen to the demands of the people. This is the basic approach that I usually see my colleagues have. They are serious about this matter, and I know that this approach exists in city councils and similar institutions. I think that listening and talking and communicating and seeing women's demands definitely helps to improve the status of women's society.
Today, the ladies determine the way for the girls to reach the peaks of tomorrow. Iranian women who diligently moved women's sports forward have proven that they are a vital segment of society and that God has given dignity to all human beings. In light of these efforts, today a rising generation of Iranian female athletes are displaying their power and pride on international stages as they are surpassing their predecessors. Leading the way, Iranian weightlifter Elham Hosseini claimed 3 gold medals in the women's 81 kilograms weight class of the 2022 Asian Weightlifting Championships in Manama. She made history by becoming the first Iranian female weightlifter to win gold at an international tournament. After the medal ceremony, she told the press that I would like to thank you all who helped me in these years. I want to win a medal in the World Weightlifting Events and 2024 Olympic Games.
I think that the officials of the country, in the light of their experiences, realize that some jobs need to have some elegance in them, even if they are production units. But in creating harmony among all elements, the discussion of mere production becomes boring. Our colleagues may be producing vaccines around the clock. If there is not really that compassion and caring, which can come from the gentle soul of a woman, I don't want to talk about this organization in particular. There are other places that you can talk about. Well, this is understood in the country, and in many places we witness that women have been able to be very successful in some occupations that have been considered male-oriented until now, and that they have been allowed to show their abilities and be recognized as successful individuals and be appreciated, especially in the scientific fields, where they have received special awards. This is a sign that this fertile field has been provided to them so that they can grow.
There's plenty more right after a quick diversion into the world of media to see what other outlets have to say. Here's how it looks on the page. Irna reads, Iran women rifle team win bronze in ISFF Cairo 2022 World Championship. On the fourth day of the world competitions in Egypt, while the Iranian men's team reached the final and won the silver medal, the Iranian women beat Mongolia to win the bronze medal. The Iranian women in the 10-meter rifle match comprised Hania Rostamian, Golnoush, Sebghatullahi and Mina Qorbani, who beat Mongolia 14-16 to win the World Championships bronze. Al-Bawaba reads, banning the hijab in Europe, a first step. The court justifies its decision by invoking neutrality clause, which rights activists have previously slammed for opening the door to widespread employment discrimination. A top European Union EU court has ruled in favor of barring women with headscarves from entering workplaces, saying that the ban does not constitute discrimination if it is part of a wider restriction applied to all workers. The decision has been criticized by rights activists, with some calling it a violation of free choice expression, belief, and their women's bodily autonomy. The Court of Justice of the European Union, CJEU, refers to the case of a woman who took her company to court for dismissing her application for an internship after she had refused to take her headscarf off to comply with company policy. In its latest ruling, the CJEU states that religion and belief must be treated as a single ground for discrimination in order to avoid undermining the general principle enshrined in EU law for equal treatment in employment and occupation. But such legal decisions have already impacted thousands of Muslim women across Europe. For instance, in Germany, many Muslim women resigned from their teaching and civil service jobs as the court gave them the stark choice of removing their headscarves or giving up their careers. In France, women wearing a niqab or burqa, which fully cover the body and face, in public space, faced a €150 fine. Al Jazeera runs the headline. Iran accuses Great Satan, US, of inciting chaos, terror. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi accused United States President Joe Biden of inciting chaos after he expressed support for demonstrations against the death of Mahsa Amini, a woman who died in Iranian government custody nearly a month ago. The remarks of the American president, who is inciting chaos, terror, and the destruction of another country, serve as a reminder of the eternal words of the founder of the Islamic Republic, who called America Great Satan, Raisi said, referring to the late Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Raisi accused the United States of starting unrest in the past, saying because of the failure of America in militarization and sanctions, Washington and its allies have resorted to the failed policy of destabilization. That'll be it for the news section. Do stay tuned. According to the World Economic Forum, Iran is ranked first in the world in terms of the equality of the right to education for boys and girls and educational justice.
We went through several stages and cycles, considering the changes in the culture and approach of the families, and on the other hand, with an example of the number of female students who are studying in specialized, subspecialized, and even basic sciences, it is evident that we even see an imbalance. In some fields, high-tech fields, our girls were able to throw off this balance, and we are seeing more female students in universities that we hope that in the future the country's production, technology, and even executive corps will witness a more colorful presence of them.
From the start of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, good measures were quickly adopted with determination to promote women's literacy in a comprehensive, thorough manner. This bore tangible results. The rate of women's literacy improved from 37% in the year 1976 to 87% in the year 2015. It is noteworthy that the rate of Iranian women's literacy is even higher than that of the global average today.
The families' trust in Islam or the Islamic Republic also made them send girls to schools. Literacy should be considered as an important issue for our women and girls. We had a high rate of literacy growth after the revolution. And alhamdulillah, now literacy and higher university and supplementary education for women are among the indicators brought by the Islamic Republic. The traditional community felt that the path that the revolution is following in the field of women issues are compatible with the values and norms of the Iranian society. And for this reason, the traditional society also supported all the concerns that the Imam had regarding the presence of women in the society.
The rate of Iranian women's literacy not only witnessed a growth in terms of quantity, but it has also enjoyed better geographical diversity and a fairer geographical distribution after the 1979 revolution. In 1977, only 17% of the female population in rural areas were literate. But in 2017, 73% of the women in rural areas had become literate. This shows more than a fourfold increase. This special attention to women's education has led to tangible, noteworthy changes in the growth of their individual, social, and scientific lives in Iran. Women's increased access to higher education has made it possible for many to take on managerial posts in the field of education. In addition, it has led to an increase in the number of female professors and faculty members in universities. The leaders and high-ranking officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran have always stressed the need to provide the necessary infrastructure and opportunities for the growth and development of women in their individual and social lives. For instance, the current leader Ayatollah Khamenei has stated women play a role in social, political, scientific, and economic activities. From the viewpoint of Islam, the field for women's scientific, economic, and political activities is completely open. If someone tries to deprive women of doing scientific work or making economic, political, and social endeavors on the basis of some supposedly Islamic viewpoint, they have acted against the divine decree.
What I know about this scientific field is that even the Max Planck Institute in Germany or Berlin in their chemistry institute once did not allow women to enter the laboratory for fear that they would do something bad or their hair would catch fire. So as a result, this trend is not only specific to our country, but it has also happened in many other countries of the world that the presence of a woman has become more prominent, and certainly it has to do with the opportunity that has been provided, that we have seen this happen.
Recently, the leader of the Islamic Republic presented the general policies of the 7th plan, in which strengthening the institution of the family and removing obstacles to women's growth and prosperity were directly specified. Regarding women's issues, Ayatollah Khamenei once pointed out in a statement to a group of ladies that the best people who can follow up and solve this issue are women themselves. We do not suffer from a lack of educated, broad-minded, talented, literary and artistic women. Thankfully, today there are many such women in our country. As I mentioned before, we had never had such a large number of educated, knowledgeable and outstanding women in the history of our country, neither in seminary nor in academic environments. We had never had so many women writers, poets and researchers in different fields of study. Fortunately, today we have such women thanks to the Islamic Republic. We should thank God for his blessings and we should ask him to increase these blessings. That's all for today. Thanks from the whole team. Do tune in again at the same times next week and each week after. And bye for now.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naghawi. So, assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything
fine.
All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah, good?
Well?
Sir.
Okay, well, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on Tajweed rules, and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran. All right, today, inshallah, we'll do the ayah 39 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and make sure, inshallah, it's an important ayah. Let's first listen to this ayah, okay? In the previous sessions, we were talking about the previous verses. Make sure you have listened to them. If you have not, listen to them. Nice explanation, short explanations we had, okay? And nice rules, our brothers and sisters, our brothers here helped you a lot, okay? Now, let's listen to ayah 39 of Surah Al-Baqarah and we will talk about it.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
So I will read inshallah, okay? Fawad, Hassan, Hussein and Ali Nasir, repeat after me. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please practice with us. So 1, 2, 3. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار
هم فيها خالدون.
هم فيها خالدون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. For like the future of those who believe in Allah Almighty, okay? Allah Almighty talked about them in the previous ayah. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ. Those who follow, anyone who follows my instructions, my guidance, my hidayah, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. They will have no fear, no grief, no sorrow, no sadness. Like prosperity will be for them, okay? Jannah will be for them. In the previous verses, we had talked about it, yes? وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا. That one, okay? خَالِدِينِ فِيهَا. That one, okay? We had.
Yes.
So, now in this ayah, Allah Almighty talks about the ones who do not follow the guidance of Allah Almighty. The ones who do not believe in Allah Almighty. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who do not disbelieve in Allah Almighty. Okay, kufr means to cover something. As if, for example, this is the belief in Allah Almighty, for example. Okay, suppose something like you cover it. When you cover it, you do not see it. You do not let yourself understand. You cover your understanding. Okay? You cover your belief. You cover your heart. Your wisdom. Okay? Your fitra, actually. Okay? So, it means, kufr means to cover something. Okay? Kafir means he is covering his sight. He is covering actually the reality of Allah Almighty, the reality of Islam, the reality of Iman. Okay? He doesn't see, doesn't understand that. It's his problem. He is covering. Kafir means the one who does it. Alright? So, it's because of their own deeds, their own choices. Because we have given free, we are given, yes?
Yes.
Free choice. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. Those who disbelieve and those who deny, okay? كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Our signs. Ayah has two meanings, okay? As far as I know, ayah once mean, for example, from number 37 to number 38, between these two numbers, there is a sentence of Allah, Quran Karim, yes, surah. That's called ayah. Also, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, for example, we say ayah 39, ayah 38, this yes. way. And ayah also means sign or symptom. Okay, sign. Sign of something. For example, you go to traffic. We have a lot of in traffic, police traffic. Okay, we have many signs. Okay, this is, for example, the sign that you have to stop. This is the sign that your speed, you should not, for example, speed up. Okay, so yes. Many signs. So ayah is, it means also the sign of Allah Almighty. Whatever reminds us of Allah Almighty, whatever reminds us of Allah Almighty, that's a sign. That's an ayah. Bi ayatina, for example, look, the sky, the earth, human being. Okay, we all are creations of Allah Almighty. So the one who denies says, no, nobody created this. All of a sudden, big bang, done.
Naturalists?
Yes. Big bang, okay, those who follow big bang. Okay? Those who follow, for example, any other, like scientists or whoever. So, disbelievers. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ Allah Almighty says, they are أصحاب النار. Why? Because they themselves choose not to believe. They themselves choose not to go to heaven. Naturally, look, if we do nothing, we are created for heaven, to be in heaven. Naturally, Allah Almighty has created us to go in heaven. But He has, at the same time, given us free choice, okay, to enjoy more with our free choice. Look, whatever we ourselves choose, we enjoy it more, yes?
Yes.
Do you choose, for example, the trousers or the pants, or for example, the bicycle that your dad buys for you, or you go with your dad and choose it? Which one is more enjoyable? You go and choose. Yes. So that's why Allah Almighty has given us free choice, that we have to choose. He has created both ways, okay? Heaven and hell. The one that we choose with the guidance of Allah Almighty, that's more enjoyable, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, He blesses us and He at the same time gives us free choice. So, but we say, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, those who do not choose this one, أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Okay? هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. خَالِدون is used for those, for like in the previous verses we had, those who are أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Look, we will stay there forever. But inshallah, we'll talk in the coming verses, okay? That will we stay, if someone goes to hell, will he stay forever there or no? After he is punished well enough, okay? He'll return back to heaven. Is it that way or no? We'll talk about it, inshallah. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now let's go to Tajweed rules. And make sure you refer to Tafasir book, okay? So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا Make sure, do not say كَذَبُوا. كَذَبُوا has another meaning, كَذَبُوا. Both have close meanings, the same meanings, but one is more emphasized, one is less intensified. كَذَبُوا means he lied. But كَذَبُوا means
he lied.
No. كَذَّبُوا has, yeah, that meaning as well has, but here it doesn't mean, كَذَّبُوا becomes with ba. Look, it has a ba with it.
Yeah.
كَذَّبُوا bi. It means they denied.
كَذَّبُوا.
Or they kind of related. They related a big lie to something. To relate something to something. To relate like a deniance or kind of a bad title to something else. Mm-hmm. Okay? كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. So, آيَاتِنَا. Make sure we have three long vowels. آيَاتِنَا. Right? أُولَٰئِكَ. That mad is not mad wajib, right? آيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ.
It's, this one is wajib.
That is jaiz. Okay?
Not ulaika.
It's not mustahab. Mustahab means you get reward, extra reward, okay? It's jaiz. Jaiz means optional. You do it or no?
Ayatina.
Listen, does wajib has reward?
Yeah, of course.
Mustahab has more wajib.
Yeah. The difference between mustahab and wajib is this, that if you avoid wajib, you will get punished. But if you avoid mustahab, you will not get punished. Yeah? So, there are many differences. So, one of the differences is this. Now, أولئك أصحاب النار. أصحاب النار. This ra إخفاء. إخفاء. No, sorry. This ra, a heavy letter. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you stop there, make sure you pronounce it heavily. أولئك أصحاب النار. I told you when you stop at a word having mad, or sorry, natural mad, two counts, you can stretch it for longer mad. أولئك أصحاب النار. I stretched it, yes. While it is نار, two counts.
Two counts.
But you can stretch it for four, five counts.
What about six?
Yeah, stretch it, no problem, because it is مد العارض للسكون.
How much do you want? You can go on.
Hmm. Go you, speed you, up. Speed up. Whatever.
You can go on like yeah, yeah. 20 counts.
Yeah, yeah. 20 for 20 minutes. You can stretch.
Free.
If you can. Okay. So if you could do it for four, it's enough. Okay. Because you can't do more. You don't have that much long breath. Okay. You can't breathe that. So, هم فيها خالدون خالدون. This ayah didn't have really like difficult rules. All were easy. So inshallah, in the next ayah we have. So, ready to read it together, all together?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Together recitation. So, one, two, three.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على
محمد وعلى محمد وجل.
Thank you so much brothers and sisters for being with us, for listening to us, actually listening to the Quran. And Fawad, Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasser, thank you so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we'll be here. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Stay with us. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jayfarajum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With the light.
A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jinggang Mountains. Because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon, the sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime. If you have a sweet tooth, then this next bit of news is just for you. Visitors are now taking advantage of the expanded version of Cakeland, which is an immersive art gallery in the U.S. city of Los Angeles. The structure is meant to feel like a giant multi-layered cake. It's entirely made of artificial materials, but looks like if it's full of cherries, whipped cream, and layers of cake. Artist Scott Hoff says he used nearly a ton of pipe frosting, 120 mirrors, and thousands of cherries. Plus, he embedded thousands of crystals in the walls as a final touch. The artist says he chose to develop Cakeland after he noticed how much his artificial cake sculptures were welcomed by viewers.
So I chose cake because, number one, it's really beautiful. Number two, it's really fun to do. And number three, it engages the viewers in such a meaningful way.
Hoff says he never actually made a real cake before and has mainly followed his enthusiasm for fake food as the inspiration for this project. Visitors are able to walk through the cake, a labyrinth, and explore various rooms. While there is a lot of deliciousness and lightness of the cakes, visitors to this cake land can discover some interesting darker elements as they wander around. The art installation has continued to expand since it was founded by Hov in 2020. Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out the instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type, and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to offload. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well, just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats. A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returning panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions, while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, five with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.